back here. What's this?
Palm of the hand.
Okay, and what am I making now?
Fist.
And now I've got two.
Fist.
Okay. And what do you call this right here where something bends? Or right here where something bends?
A joint.
Okay. And right here, this area.
Chest.
Okay. And right here.
Shoulder.
And this is a what?
Hand.
And two of them?
Hands.
And what do you call from here to here?
Leg.
Okay, and what's this right here? This
is ankle.
And the whole structure from here to
foot.
Here. And two of them? You've got
feet.
Okay. And what do you call far right here?
Little shin.
Okay. Little children often kick one another there. Now, what do you call the part right back here?
Thigh.
Okay. And sometimes people will get down like this. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Squatting.
Is there another word for that? Sometimes people don't want to sit on wet grass, and they'll talk that way.
Hunker down.
Okay. Let's see. If someone's been sick a while, and he's up and about now, but still looks a bit, what?
Ill.
Okay, or he's tired, but he just looks a little...
Bad.
Or a bit...
Pale.
Another word starts with P. Peaked?
Peaked.
Okay. Do you ever use that? Or is
If
someone had been sick and you were talking to someone else how they look, what would you say? He looks...
Peaked.
Okay.
I said that to about somebody just a few days ago.
Okay. Let's see. A person who can lift heavy weights or is very robust and healthy, what word would you use to describe them? A man that maybe can just, handle anything, very, very heavy things.
A weightlifter.
Okay, but what if he's not, that's not his profession, maybe he's just a farmer. But if you were describing what type of man he is, you'd say he's a real...
Worker.
Or to describe that his arms are big and he's...
Stout.
Okay. Or another word like that, would you... Stout is what you would probably use most, or strong?
Yeah, strong.
Oh, okay.
Now, we've got a man in Elizabeth, and there used to have, that he's a champion of the world lifter.
Really?
Yes.
Are stout and strong about the same thing?
I guess that's what you'd call it.
Okay. Somebody who's pretty easy to get along with, what would you use for them? He's pretty...
Easy to use.
Okay. And now about if they're... Most anyone that's ever met this person likes them.
Well, you'd say he has a good personality.
Okay. Or how about if you were describing a horse or something that had a very good disposition? What kind of word would you
gentle.
Say? Okay. Now, and a person who has a real good disposition always is...
Gentle.
Okay.
Humble.
Okay. Let's see. When a boy is in his teens, he's apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. You say at that age he is awful...
Awkward.
Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he is a plain...
Idiot.
Okay. Are there any other names for that? If he's just stupid. You say he's...
Well,
a,
stupid.
Or it's a very thing he did. It's a very...
Foolish thing.
Okay. And a person who does foolish things would be sometimes called a... Or you might say that.
Foolish.
Okay. Or the person is just a...
Crank?
Are the same word, yeah. Fool. Saying that. Fool. Okay. Got it. How about a person that maybe has a lot of money, doesn't spend any of it?
Miser.
Oh, okay. Any other words for that?
Stingy, I guess.
Okay.